You're listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 226. And today you're going to discover how to use one of the most popular online platforms to make crazy good money. You ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson, authority amplifier to expertpreneurs across the globe. And today we're going on a little bit of a departure, actually. We have a special guest joining us to talk about how you can leverage Amazon to generate some crazy good sales. I'm really excited to share this with you. It's one of those great opportunities to diversify income and maybe even create a side hustle or a full-time business using one of the most popular search engines on the planet. So we'll get into that in a minute. But one of the things that occurred to me while I was talking with our guest today is how important it is to have a way to rev up revenue when you need it most. And one of the ways you can do that is to know how to tap into your list, how to take traffic and leads and people who are interested and craft compelling opportunities for them to move quickly to work with you. And one of the best ways to do that is create a revenue rush. I've put together 10 of my favorite revenue rush strategies that you can get at yourrevenuerush.com. And these are time-tested, proven strategies I've used for 15 years in different forms with different clients and in my own business to bump up revenue when we need it most. So if you would like to get your hands on this free download, head over right now to yourrevenuerush.com. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, Amplifiers. I'm excited to introduce you to my new friend, Ann Sieg. Now we're talking about how to leverage the most popular online platform to make good money with your offerings. Let me introduce you to Ann. Ann Sieg is the author of 3 wildly acclaimed books on how to attract customers online and has generated over 4.2 million in sales from her first book over 13 years ago. This is all as a result of Ann and her husband losing their auto glass business almost overnight due to a new state law. And Ann took her little side hustle business and doubled down, taking her sales from $2,000 per month to $90,000 per month in 3 months. It was more than enough to bring her husband home, and that put Ann on a mission to build an online empire through network marketing, information marketing, affiliate marketing, creating and selling her own products. She did it all to the tune of 20 million plus in sales. Now, Ann's training has impacted hundreds of thousands of people worldwide to achieve online success, all from working in their home. But nothing has matched the rapid success of what's happening for her e-commerce students. It's not uncommon for them to see cash flow in the first few days or weeks of starting their businesses and using the strategies we're covering today. Some have even achieved 6, 7, and 8 figures from the free training that she offers alone. Now, Anne, I can't wait to have this conversation with you today. It's been a long time coming and I'm super intrigued. Thank you for joining me on Amplify Your Success.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to share the information with your listeners.
Well, you obviously have a really strong background in all kinds of online marketing strategies. And so when you brought this idea of e-commerce businesses to me, it's something we haven't talked about here. And my curiosities were really intrigued because I have people ask me from time to time, who do you know who helps people get on Amazon that can build an e-commerce side to the business? So this is pure gold. Let's just take a really basic first step, though, and explain, what do you mean by an e-commerce business?
Well, e-commerce is very broad in scope. I, in essence, have been an e-commerce seller relative to e-books that I sold, 13 years ago. That's e-commerce. It's a very wide swath. But specifically what we're talking about is physical products, which, yes, I had a physical edition of my book as my first upsell way back when. But I mean retail. So e-commerce as in retail, and we focus primarily on Amazon for the main reason that this takes the lion's share of the work off your plate, which is marketing and advertising. That is no small skill set to develop. It can take quite a long time to develop and really be proficient at it to get the results, that being advertising, marketing. They've done it all. And in fact, they've got customers with credit card. I've got, 5 or 6 in my Prime Amazon account. So the credit card is already there. So all that remains of that is then finding those fast-selling, profitable products.
Mm. So Amazon is one of those name brands that we all know. I mean, I think pretty much everybody I know has an Amazon account. And what that kind of signals for me is that this is another segment of the market that many of us have zero traction in, but a lot of opportunity. And I know you were telling me when we were in the green room that it's way beyond what most of us think, like order some boxed grocery products or get your technology, get your next Apple product, right? It's like, it's more than candles and lotions. There's some real opportunity for people who are maybe building a business around their expertise or more entrepreneurial with, traditional products. Like, how do we know we are missing out on this Amazon business opportunity?
How do we know? Well, they are worth more than Walmart, Costco's, I don't have all 5 names in front of me, Kohl's combined. Their growth, and I have to say, due to COVID, has been basically what happened in that 3-month period is what would have taken 10 years to transition and habituate people into a more steady online buying habit. That happened in 3 short months. So much so what happened in March of last year, 2020, is they were so deluged with orders or products coming into the warehouse from FBA sellers, and I'll get into that, it is such that they had to say, stop, halt, we're overwhelmed. And they literally were, such that they could only take 5 categories. My people, it was like Q4 all over again when March came by, last year with the COVID, because everyone dramatically shifted to online because everyone was being quarantined, et cetera. So, I really want to hit that on the head, because when I transitioned back into e-commerce, my boys had an eBay business when they were younger, was my biggest concern as an online marketer is, and what about fatigue? And my son was my business partner. And so at that time, we both were like, yeah, what about offer fatigue, in the digital marketing space? Sorry, but that doesn't exist here on Amazon. I'm still teaching the very same method I was teaching 7 years ago when I first transitioned. My training company was teaching people how to do online sales funnels, and I transitioned into e-commerce. And I'm never looking back, because I call it to deep blue oceans beyond. So basically, their sales volume is so enormous. I have brand new people come in who can scale very quickly. And I'm kind of still waiting. Is it going to fatigue? Are they going to run out of buyers? No. In fact, we call it feeding the beast. So it's proven to be like this inexhaustible flow of revenue, of potential sales that people can have. That even if you just augment what you're currently doing and set up an automated cash machine through this, take advantage of it. Scoop into that Amazon river that's gushing with a massive amount of sales. Third-party sellers now comprise a whopping 58% of the sales on Amazon. 58. When I started doing webinars 7 years ago, it was 47. It's grown by over 10%. In our favor towards third-party sellers.
That's pretty significant.
Yes,
I mean, those are some big numbers, and it makes sense for us as we look at, as entrepreneurs, especially if we're in the digital space, we use a lot of online strategies to get in front of our ideal audience. there is a fatigue that happens. And until there's a surge in new communities being built, like people get kind of tired of hearing things over and over and over again. And so what you're doing is you're presenting us with a entirely new audience who's used to buying on Amazon. You go to Amazon to buy and not necessarily just to read a bunch of emails and go, oh, that's nice. And it's such like it's a environment and it's an economy that exists to do a transaction. So how does one get started with an Amazon business? What would be the first thing we should consider doing?
All right. So I just want to kind of paint a picture of the landscape for Amazon and e-commerce in general for retail. And that being, you're going to see a very wide swath of options, everything from retail arbitrage, wholesale, private label, sourced from China, eventually move on into Shopify where you own your own asset, you build a list, et cetera. Because with Amazon, you're not doing list building. That is a drawback that you can't do list building. But nonetheless, for someone who is not new to the Amazon space relative to how do you generate an income there, it can be very confusing. And you're going to read various sales copy, and we've taught all the methods I just mentioned. But we really stepped back and did a really good hard evaluation of all our product offerings, our trainings. And we realized that, because we're always in a quest to maximize success, is there was one significant point of failure for why they couldn't progress. And it had to do with the fact that they were holding on to all the tasks too long instead of starting to offset them. So I want to get into that piece because we start with a completely different value proposition rather than the value proposition of, well, retail is the best, or arbitrage, I mean, wholesale is the best. Oh, I'm the private label queen. Oh, we got the king of Shopify. And so you're going to see all these different methods screaming out to you saying they're the best. So I liken it to a swimming pool. And again, this is for someone who's completely, you just don't know what you don't know. You could end up jumping into the deep end of the pool. Shopify would be that one. And that means you have far more variables, risk for something to go wrong. For one, you're going to have to be a master at traffic generation, you know, and then have you selected the right products, et cetera. It's just a much deeper end of the pool. So if we go all the way back into the waiting pool, where you can have the best likelihood of success with the most reliable and predictable data, to get a more definitive answer, knowing or projection, if you really are going to have a product that's going to sell. Because this industry is riddled with the horror stories of, yeah, and I ordered a container from China on silicone ice cube trays, and I've only sold 10. Okay, that's because they jumped into the wrong business or sourcing method too early. And trust me, the space is littered with those kind of stories. So we don't want that, right? So you want to start with the easiest method, which is retail arbitrage. And I'll talk folks through that. But more importantly, again, the biggest point of failure that we've seen is when people remained steadfastly into the solopreneur bucket. And this is what circumvents them from true scale in the e-commerce space, is if they don't start to offset more of the, we'll call it the grunt or the grind work, you cannot scale. You're going to be capped off at your 8 to 10 hours a day or whatever you're going to commit to your business. So we completely revamped our program. This was December of 2019 by creating 90-day peak performance mentoring. And the sole aim of that is from day one, you're going to come in as the CEO. And yes, you're going to have a checklist and we're going to get your whole business set up. But it's on the premise that this will become an automated income stream for yourself. That's how we're going to do it. And the reason is if you can get that cash flow, you know, imagine a steady 20, 30 grand coming in every month. Imagine it's never going to be strictly that every month. But, you know, let's say that's what you want. Then you have more, you're really now more in the business to look at the more advanced methods because you've got that cash flow. You're not going to lean into your family resources to order a container full of silicone ice cube trays that don't even sell because you don't even know what you're doing yet. So we get that cash flow machine set up. And so that's a whole process that we do that. But I can explain retail arbitrage if you like.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Did you ever see that movie War Dogs?
No, I'll have to jot it down.
It's an edgy movie. Like, I don't know. You may not like it. I didn't know what I was in for when I watched it, but there's a scene where this guy buys like thousands of these high-end Egyptian cotton sheets, and they're just stacked in boxes in his garage because he had no mechanism to actually move them to buyers. And that's all you see right now as you're talking is like, you know, all the times where people bought boxes and boxes of their books and couldn't move them, or they, you know, thought, oh, I'm going to have a success planner and I'm going to sell them. And then they just sit stagnant in this set of boxes. And I think what I'm hearing you say is that when you start with the right, I think you're calling it automated cash machine that's set up from the get-go, you basically you dissolve that problem and have a strategy to move that product quickly.
Yes, very quickly. So, you know, in marketing, they say, go where the fish are swimming, you know, that kind of thing. Well, this is what makes retail arbitrage unique is you're not having to do all this in-depth product research and who are the competitors and, okay, I think this is going to work, this new desktop organizer. It's newer. Yeah, I think I can use the keywords and I'm going to create my new listing. It's going to have videos too. And it's really kind of, I'm not going to say all a crapshoot. I'm not going to say that. There's a lot of intelligent design and that needs to go into that, but it's still got risk. So we have of almost risk-free, and it's this. You're going to sell products that are already selling. The fish are swimming there. They're ordering Burt's Bees lip balm, let's say, you know, which is a highly popular product on Amazon. And so what you do within the arbitrage model, and this is where you start, and you can make a very decent revenue from this, is finding products that you buy low to sell high on Amazon. It's product flipping. It's simply put, it is product flipping. And someone, oh my gosh, but what's the value of that in the marketplace? Well, the value is you're helping to fill that demand and you're getting paid for it. And then you set up a team and systems in place to run them for you. And you get that set on autopilot so that you're establishing that cash flow. So now, whether you just want that to work on your current existing business, or you say, this is kind of sweet. Now I'm ready for scale. Now, I think I'm ready for wholesale now, which is a more scalable method. But that's really the linchpin. Now, here's a mind-blowing exercise. You can download the Amazon Seller app, but you have to have an Amazon account. That costs $40 to set up your site, your store on Amazon, and it's a monthly. But when you scan with this Amazon Seller app, and this is known as local retail arbitrage, which is not as scalable because you have to go into stores and scan. I've done a ton of it. You scan and you get the data to make a well-informed decision about whether that's a good product to basically invest in and sell for a profit. Now, that's not as exciting as structuring offers like we do in the online world. Melanie and I, that's kind of our history, our thing that we do. But if you're looking for cash flow, I call it cash flow on demand. You have to learn it. You got to implement it. Then you offset it. But anyway, so you go to Walmart and you scan the product and you're going to see all the data points. And we teach people how to interpret that data point and that it's profitable. How many sellers are there? What's the competition? What's the rank? And people make a boatload of money doing this, an absolute boatload. Now, what makes it scalable is when you do it online, which means you source from online stores, wholesale retailers that have sales and whatnot. And we have virtual assistants who do that work for you. And then it gets to a point where you even let them do the purchasing. That's, it depends on your comfort level as you get comfortable with your team, et cetera. And so basically they're running this, just people need to look at it. It's a cash flow business. It's purely, you take a dollar in, $2 comes back. And our profits, by the way, are 30 to 50% for our members if they follow our training and the vetting that they need to go through for a particular product.
That's attractive.
And it is.
I think this, if we look at any business model, the trying to figure it all out yourself and having to do all the administrative activities, all of the minutia in your business, that's where the burnout kicks in and that's where the overwhelm kicks in. And so you're you know, what I love about what you're saying is there's a model out there that you guys teach and provide that eliminates all of that bottlenecking that occurs mm-hmm. for pretty much any business around Amazon and the e-commerce stuff you teach. So I'm just in my mind thinking, I'm listening to this episode and I'm starting to wonder, like, can this work for me? You know, we have a lot of people in our community, in the Amplify community, who they teach their expertise, right? So we have people who have products too, but if somebody was teaching their expertise, do you have some examples of what might work for them on Amazon if you were brainstorming with them?
Well, that would be beyond retail arbitrage. So for example, I just connected with a chiropractor who's in our program. He works 3 days a week doing that. He's 60 years old right now. And so his business is in 3 months' time, he did the deal. He's got this VA. He said he's given her a lot of license to just be good at what she does. And so he's, I think, hitting 15K this particular month. It just goes up and up and up. Now, for him as a chiropractor, and I'm not saying this is what he does in terms of an expert, but I've had a lot of chiropractors come through my previous training company who wanted to get lead acquisition. And you do that by providing valuable information. People opt in, you got an ebook, et cetera. Is that kind of the cloth we're talking about here?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the main models.
Right. So with that, definitely Amazon, and I don't teach that particular method as much as, you know, we stick pretty much to retail products, but through their Kindle program, you can get that exposure on Amazon. And there are courses that teach that. We personally don't have that. But Amazon wants to be, their main business goal was to have the biggest marketplace in the world. But they also are the brand launcher. And so we think of branding, you know, I got to be on Facebook. I got to be on all this social media. I got to get a branded book. I got to get a this. I got to get a that. And they want to help launch brands. So if you can have, if you have eBooks and you can use their print on demand service, I apologize, I'm not recollecting the name off the top of my head, but you know, they got the eyeballs. Amazon has the eyeballs, and people, as you know, with books, they put in keywords and they're looking for help on something. So that would be a great place for people to leverage as, you know, people with a brand and an expertise that I'm going to gather a lot of folks up and doing their own eBooks, et cetera. That would be a great use for Amazon in that way.
I'm seeing like two different paths here. One, you can build an information product like an ebook and or a print book and get that on Amazon, mm-hmm. or you literally create a side hustle. You diversify your revenue in your business model by having a separate business, basically, where you're doing retail or you're doing products through the e-commerce side of it. Is that what I'm catching here?
Yes, absolutely.
Got it.
And two, we always tell people to think of this. We teach our three pillars of e-commerce success, and it's cash flow is number one. We want people cash flowing as fast as possible so they're not using personal funds to grow their business. The second is systems. And systems are always valuable when anyone is looking to buy a business. They want to know, do you have systems in place, just like a franchise does? And build assets is our third pillar. So when you've got a steady cash flow machine working for you and a team is running that business for you, and I have one of my master trainers, she has three automated e-commerce businesses, hasn't looked at them in 3 months. She's now building her fourth, which is a prep and ship center. And would a potential buyer want that? I do think so. I mean, we know that they buy Amazon businesses. And so to have a business of that value, and then what this allows people to do is have that more their true passion project, you know, the expertise, it's a beast learning the online marketing, getting funnels to convert, et cetera. It just is. And that's what I do in my company, by the way. So I relate to everyone who does that for their businesses. And I personally actually love it doing that. But this is setting up exactly that. It can be an ancillary business. As much as we have people who are like, gosh, should I invest in real estate, which I've done, you know, how can I make my money work harder for me?
So what's exciting about this to me is I know we have people in our community who tune into the show who are in the side hustle mode, and they've got a passion. They want to get out there in the world, but they still have their job and they haven't left their job because the job is providing the revenue. And so another opportunity I'm hearing here, and I'm speaking directly to those of you who are not moving your business forward because you're still having to feed the job all the time and be present in the job. This is a really great strategy to get that cash flow up so that you are in your own, you're owning your own revenue streams. And that can feed the startup of your passion business, mm-hmm. where you want to get your idea or your training or your, you know, whatever your system out in the world. And so, Anne, this is another great way to inspire our listeners today.
Well, I hope so, because I've taught funnel building. You know, I had a completely different training company. And I'll be really honest, I knew what the odds were for them. And I do attract more of a baby boomer crowd. And, oh, I'm going to brand myself. And they're like, man, I didn't really ever envision myself at this age to be branding me. And I got to run around on social media and this and that. It really wasn't quite what they signed up for. They mostly wanted this additional revenue stream. And I granted, I was in the direct sales industry. And so that's the folks I was helping. But that too was started with an initial side hustle thought. Was to, you know, oh, I'll get into direct sales. Oh, they've got a system in place. I can leverage that system. And then it ends up being, oh, wait a minute, I can't find people to sell to. See, Amazon eliminates that problem. And that's the biggest problem in marketing is, how do I get the right product in front of the right people? And people with credit card in hand, mind you. So it's kind of interesting. I'll just share this little story. It was a Facebook post someone made. They tagged me and about 60 other marketers. And okay, and this is from my former industry, by the way, called attraction marketing. And so they're like, okay, so what if I was all new, brand new? How would you have me start my funnel today? And I sat back and I just watched all the replies of all these people wanting to jump in and say, and then one guy said, you know what? You ought to just leverage Amazon because the funnel is built. Meaning that's the fastest way to go. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding. And I was wondering if someone would recognize that. So for me, I'll just say it's been far more gratifying. And I love the marketing space and funnel building and all that, but far more gratifying to move people into such rapid success compared to, I taught funnel building for 7 years. 7 years, and they had to learn copywriting and conversions, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's what I do. That is the part I do in the company, because I've been doing it so long. But it's interesting. I had a top surgeon from Johns Hopkins University come through my former training company and said, "Anne, what you're teaching is harder than what I learned in medical school." I thought, oh my goodness. So that is really the refreshing difference, is the funnel is done. It's all done. It's the equation of getting the right products in. And trust me, guys, I'm an expert person too, you know, Melanie, that I love doing. So I'm not trying to, you know, rain on anyone's parade in any way. But if you are struggling with the whole getting the sales and the cash going, this can do it. And then you can really have the strong funds to get that you need to learn YouTube advertising or whatever you need in your whole funnel building experience.
Well, I actually think it's very exciting to have another opportunity that is very viable. And if your business isn't, I will say one of the greatest complaints I have from clients I work with, especially people who are passion driven, is, oh my gosh, all the technology of setting up my business is crazy. Mm-hmm. So this makes a lot of sense to have kind of more of a done for you, done with you opportunity. I just want to ask one more question around this. And that is, I'm imagining you've seen a couple of faux pas or mistakes that people make when they start building an e-commerce business that kind of derail the process. Is there anything significant that we should know about? Besides the fact that we probably need to go through your training to figure out how to do it.
I would say the number one point of failure right now is people not committing and following through. Everything is literally step by step. It's checklist. And I've been doing follow-up calls of late. And yesterday was a gal, she had just graduated from 90 Day Peak. And I said, have you hired your VA yet? No, I've been kind of scared. I said, oh, I gotcha. I've been scared too in business. So I gotcha. No problem there. But you do just tell me that you want to get your husband home. True, right? Okay. This is your next lever to pull, because that VA is going to be a multiplier of your efforts and very likely be better at it than what you're doing, because it's what they already do. So I'll tell you what, I want you to circle a date on the calendar. You don't have to tell me right now, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I just coached her through it. So fear and lack of follow through. But faux pas, it would be, we've seen people go down a rabbit trail. They get distracted, a shiny object, and oh yeah, I did some liquidation, and oh man, and it's like, could you please come and talk to us if you're going to go off and try a completely different method that has a whole different list of criteria? You know, probably they saw an ad they were being marketed to, and then they slipped down a rabbit hole. But bar none, the biggest problem I see, now I don't think this would be as true for your audience because they're already committed entrepreneurs. We get a lot of people who are coming into entrepreneurship and really doesn't, they don't know what it means to own it. And so literally we track everybody's attendance. We do phone calls, we do emails, and they just kind of give up on themselves. They didn't commit the time just to even show up. That's by far the biggest point of failure.
I think that's dead on. I again, we could apply that to any business model, but if you're going to invest in a system and you don't learn the system, it's not going to work. So it doesn't magically transmute into your brain and results if you don't work the process. So I'm glad you brought that up. I would imagine at this point, we might have some listeners here who are curious about how to learn more about this retail empire you can do from home. You have a training that you are making available to our Amplify community today. You want to share real quick what that is, and we'll make sure everybody knows how to get a hold of it.
Yeah, it's called the 5 Steps to Amazon Retail Arbitrage. And it truly is also a fantastic overview of Amazon itself and how does it work? Because I think a lot of people are like, they hear about it, but how does it work really, you know? And we compare, here's how it compares to this and compares to that. So you're going to get that big overview. And then we're going to introduce you to by far the most easiest, reliable, predictable sourcing method, which is retail arbitrage. And it's not to say that you stay there, but it certainly is a cash flow machine that you can build and have run for you. And then you can go into the deeper, funner, you know, more advanced, oh, a private label, you know, this kind of thing. But like I say, all those get more risky. So 5 Steps to Amazon Retail Arbitrage, it's very thorough. If you're really wanting to, I look at it this way. It's kind of like when you're going to college and you're trying to decide on a degree and people don't really know. Well, that's kind of like with this. You go through this, you're going to know if it's a good fit for you or not. And if anything else, now you're informed on Amazon and no longer not in the know. And that's very valuable because it's, you know, once been said, if you're not online, you're not in business. It's going to get to a point if you're not on Amazon, you're not in business. And I say that when I saw Kenmore feature their brand on Amazon. What does that tell you? If you can't beat them, you join them. And so that's happening to more and more brands because Amazon is that much of a force to reckon with. So be in the know on Amazon. It is a big player and there's a lot of piece of the pie left for everyone who's listening right now.
Thank you. So join ebs.com/amplify and that gets you access to that free training. We'll also link that up in the show notes for you. Wow. I could talk to you for hours because obviously this is a very, complete and comprehensive system that you're teaching us. There's so many ins and outs. I want to really encourage you to check out this training, especially if you're looking for some other revenue streams right now outside of the core thing you're focused on. Now, I always like to ask my guests, Anne, as we wrap up something more personal about you and your own journey as an entrepreneur and a business owner. And we've all got the clear picture. You've done a lot of different things. What do you wish you knew today that you didn't know back when you were growing and trying to amplify the results in your business?
A really big game changer. I mean, I won't change anything because man did I ever learn. Had a lot of painful lessons along the way. But in terms of, I'm going to say for me as someone who is, my ultimate passion is leadership development. So I love developing leaders. I have a very, very strong community. And that's what we're doing is we're developing entrepreneurial leaders. They must grow and morph. And I love that part of it. But also the funnel building expertise. So a big game changer for me, for those who are just really on it with your funnel. What's changed my entire business is going to an application funnel. We used to have like 10 different front end products and this and that. And it was just so arduous and having so many funnels. It's just completely changed everything. So I don't know. We did the whole, you know, the dollar trial. I mean, this is back in the day of, you know, Perry Marshall, Dan Kennedy. Obviously, they're both still around. I love Perry. I know Perry personally. But all to say, you know, that's what was being taught. And that's what we did. And we were very, very successful at it. But I sure wish I would have had the back end, a better back end then. But I only knew so much at that time. So what can you do, right?
Yeah. So it sounds like that one of my pillars is simplify your effort to multiply results. And it sounds like that's what you did. And yeah. I think it's actually really catching on that we can simplify our effort and multiply our results and amplify our reach at the same time. We don't have to have a complicated business model to grow. And I love that you're an example of that.
Thank you. You know, I love your quote there, your tagline. It's so true. And my whole team felt it, that it was getting so complicated. And then it was just suggested as a consultation. And he said, why don't you just put that front end? I was like, oh, duh.
Yep.
Sometimes we're so deep in our own work. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You don't see it. You need an outsider who barely even knows your business to see the more obvious. So that's what happened there.
That's the power of coaching, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, Anne, thank you so much for joining us today. And I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. We're introducing a different kind of model today and an opportunity to diversify your revenue, your wealth building, your success strategy, and create more ways, more strategies for you to be fully financially independent. And I think this is a fantastic model. So, Anne, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a new possibility today.
Awesome. My pleasure. I hope people dive into that. We're called E-Commerce Business School. I failed to mention that. So we're E-Commerce Business School and have lots of information there as well.
Great. And again, that URL, if you'd like to check out Anne's training, is joinebs.com/amplify. All right, bye, Anne. We'll be seeing you more soon. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.